H 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. What's going on with AI, artificial intelligence? The company behind ChatGPT has something to say.
OpenAI will be live streaming an event where it's expected to demo some new updates to ChatGPT, its artificial intelligence chatbot, and GPT-4, the large language model that ChatGPT is built on. Company CEO Sam Altman downplayed speculation that the company would be unveiling its next large language model, GPT-5, as well as theories that they're announcing a search engine.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. Former Donald Trump fixer Michael Cohen will be on the witness stand today in Trump's hush money trial. He's the only witness who can affirmatively link Trump to the business records allegedly phonied up to conceal the payment to Stormy Daniels. Beginning today, the corruption trial of New Jersey Democratic Senator Robert Menendez, accused of accepting bribes in exchange for favors from foreign nationals. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Environmentalists are in court fighting the Department of Natural Resources over a big factory farm in central Wisconsin. Adam Voskel is with Midwest Environmental Advocates. He says the DNR should have allowed public input on the CAFO's wastewater permit.
We're seeing concerns over CAFOs in western Wisconsin, too, where there have been significant spills and fish kills.
The DNR has a month to respond. The Wisconsin State Patrol is urging drivers and bicyclists to be aware of their surroundings, to share the road, and keep everyone safe. The State Patrol highlights bicycle safety each May. Bicycles are considered vehicles in Wisconsin with the same rights and responsibilities. Last year, 7 bicyclists were killed in crashes in Wisconsin and 699 people were injured. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers take on the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Pittsburgh Pirates and Brewers tonight at AmFam Field. Yesterday, the Brewers losing 4-3 to the Cardinals. That ends Milwaukee's 8-game winning streak over St. Louis. Christian Yelich with a pair of hits after missing much of the past month with a sore back. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, Yelich performing, you know, I don't know how many games he's played so far, but whatever they are, he's rarely been overmatched and rarely been beaten, so to speak. Yeah, he's really been on it. Swinging the bat great. His timing's great. They're trying to pitch around him, and he's still hitting.
Hockey, the Milwaukee Admirals skate to a 5-3 win over Texas, eliminating them from the playoffs. Up next, the Admirals host the Grand Rapids Griffins Wednesday night in game 1 of a 5-game series. Sundance Wicks is leaving the men's basketball program at UW Green Bay after just one season. He met with officials over the weekend to become the next head coach at Wyoming, his alma mater, and where he began his coaching career. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday marks the annual Day Without Childcare. We'll ask again why some politicians would rather make more women quit work and stay home.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 38. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 63 by Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
It's a fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Dominic is in Europe on the holiday road, but you can hear some of the greatest radio shows ever in his absence. Tune in all week long.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
He's sweeter than a glass of chocolate milk and louder than a morning rooster. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Yeah, another beautiful weekend tucked under our belt as we start a Monday. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Farm Director Pam Youngke. Now, today, some folks are going to pick up a little rainfall. Kind of depends on where you are. We'll get specifics from our man, Stumach Ag Meteorologist, in about 15 minutes or so. La Crosse area, it looks like you're going to stay pretty dry. Partly cloudy today and 72 your expected high. Light breeze out of the north, about 8 miles an hour. Madison, probably rain moving in sometime this afternoon. 73 our expected high. Winds out of the west, about 6 miles an hour. Then the Milwaukee area, looks like you've got a pretty good chance of rain almost all day long. 73 the expected high along the lakeshore. And more showers in your forecast for Tuesday as well. Like I said, we'll get all the weather details when Stu Muck joins us in just a little bit. We're also talking with folks from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's been a couple weeks since the state had a chance to absorb the Top Chef effect. Bravo Network bringing that foodie-focused show to the state of Wisconsin. Another new episode coming up on Wednesday. Rachel Kerr from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin joins us to let us know that the ripple effect of that Top Chef event on Wisconsin's agriculture continues. Stand by for all that. This morning, we want to introduce you to a not such new face in Wisconsin agriculture, but he's in a new position now. His name, Mick Holm. Mick grew up in Darlington, Wisconsin. He's always been a part of Wisconsin agriculture. Today, he is the new general manager of Farm First Dairy Cooperative. He had to get nudged into the position. He said he was completely happy being in charge of procurement and milk movement for Farm First. But after his wife and other co-workers gave him some encouragement, Mick decided to step into the role. Today, he says his background of moving milk for Farm First Dairy Partners is a great primer to become the general manager and lead the cooperative forward.
In our family dairies division, we do roughly about 11 million pounds of milk a week. I've looked at it before. It's probably between 250 to 260 loads of milk a week. In our program, we have and had in the past, we have about 90% of that under contract. And under contract means it goes to the same customer year or week in and week out. Sometimes those customers ask for a little more, ask for a little less. Depending on how everything's fall, probably in the last 2.5 years, every Thursday morning I have between 20 and 40 loads of milk that have to find a home. And those are ones that aren't under contract. So it is, we have 9 full-time haulers that have been with us for years, and we serve probably roughly on average about 8 to 10 customers. So those 8 to 10 customers with them 9 or 10 haulers, week in and week out, they know where they're going. It's the 30 and 40 other loads that you got to find somewhere. We do not cross state lines. We stay everything in Wisconsin. We do have 21 farms in Michigan, but the Michigan milk comes from the UP of Michigan. We bring that down into Wisconsin. It's, I always tell everybody, it's a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week job. But I also know that it can happen at any time. And like I said, there are some Thursdays and Fridays that are hair-raising and other ones that are pretty smooth.
Well, and I'm just thinking again about the logistics of it all, because you are at the whim of your customer. I can only imagine, and I don't really want to go there, but I can only imagine with the pandemic and how plants go idle, can't get their workers to come in, and yet that responsibility of finding a home for that milk still falls back on you. Like I said, how many vendor partners do you think that you deal with? Let's say average month, Mick, a year. I mean, because those seats at the table can be changing too.
Yeah. Probably before COVID, I would say we initially had contacts with, and from the predecessor, we probably talked 14, 15 plants. now after COVID and having to reach out farther to make sure, the one thing I'm very proud of is we made it through COVID and we did all that. We Family Dairies USA has not put one drop of milk in the ground. It's all gone to a facility or done something. I, along with our farmers, are very happy with that because that's what they told my job was. They knew we were going to lose money. They knew, I mean, everybody knows about the distressed milk prices in the last couple of years, but the board said that you find a home for it and we'll deal with the consequences. But now I would say customer hauling and talking to people now, that 15 to 16 is probably raised to 40 to 50.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, this is Mick Holmes. He's the new general manager, Farm First Dairy Cooperative, but he is definitely familiar with the organization starting back in 2019. And like we said, every day is a different day for Mick, and he is on the job, on the clock, so to speak, 7 days a week, just trying to keep milk moving. Let me ask you about that vendor discussion that you have these days, Mick. Are they asking you anything different today than they did, say, 5 years ago or so about quality measurements? I met with Cheryl Hartman up at Fox Valley Quality Control and learned about, you know, the spectrum of work they do, guaranteeing quality, making sure everything's run through the spectrometers and stuff like that. What are the vendors asking of you? Are they changing anything? Butterfat, protein, do they give you specs?
Yeah. It's kind of changed a little bit. And the one thing I always say is farmers, just like everybody else in the world, they've gotten better at their jobs. They do a better job of getting more butter fat. They do a better job of getting more poundage. They do a better job of having better somatic cell counts. But that's what our customers are asking for. They want... Wisconsin is 90% of the milk that we produce every month goes into cheese. The biggest thing cheesemakers want to see is a consistent influx of milk, because the vats you make on Monday, they want it to be the same on Friday. So they don't want a whole bunch of up and downs and highs and lows and stuff. And I think that's one thing, especially with my history of working with Dean Foods and being on that side of it, it's very important that our farmers know consistent, high-quality product from them also means good ice cream, cottage cheese, cheese, and all that stuff. So I think it all goes hand in hand.
Do you see new products at all ever coming on, Mick? I mean, I'm guessing that some of that might be kind of smaller scale, but one of the things that we're seeing, and you know it to be true, Wisconsin is king of specialty cheese. God bless our cheesemakers and our great dairy farmers for making that happen. It doesn't happen overnight, but it's something that we're very proud of. But I'm starting to look at all these other dairies that are putting in plants. Dodge City, Kansas, a big Whopper coming online. South Dakota's got a big Whopper cheese plant. I mean, the cheese is seeming to be the answer for some of these places. Does that at all change your dynamic on how you work with your customers, how you solicit maybe another product category that might be looking for milk from Farm First?
I mean, we've had one of our customers is a specialty cheese person, and we've tried to get them grass-fed. We get them organic milk. But the new thing that I've noticed in the last year is we have farmers and we have some suppliers that are looking for A2 milk. Mm-hmm. And that is just on the forefront. What's doing now is we have some people, one of the customers, they get A2 milk about once a month and they make a batch of cheese with it. I think it's sold out of state, but I've had the cheese curds and stuff before. It's actually very good, and it's A2 milk is even supposed to be better digestible for people that are lactose free. The funny thing is there's people in this area that have their herds all certified A2. They're just waiting for that big break that somebody needs to make more cheese or wants to bottle the milk. And I'm kind of in on the forefront of that, that I know that if they need that kind of volume, I have three or four farms that are ready to take care of that.
Definitely got to keep your head on a pivot. Mick Holm, he is the new general manager of Farm First Dairy Cooperative. Obviously no stranger to the cooperative, no stranger to the dairy business. Way to go, Mick. All right, coming up next, we're going to find out what's coming our way weather-wise. I see rain in the forecast for some of us and dry weather for others. We'll get the details with Stu Mock, our ag meteorologist. He's on the way.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
from Birchwood to Poplar. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. May 7th, South Dakota democracy advocates submitted the necessary signatures to put a constitutional amendment establishing a top two open primary system on the ballot. The ballot question would allow the 150,000 independent voters whose tax dollars underwrite the primary to actually vote in it. On Monday, South Dakota open primary submitted 25% more than the required 35,000 signatures necessary for state constitutional amendments, according to Secretary of State figures. The measure establishes a single ballot open primary for congressional, gubernatorial, state legislature, and county offices. All candidates, regardless of party, would run on the same ballot, but a party affiliation is listed. The top two candidates advance to the general election, again, regardless of party. Such a system allows all voters to participate in the primary, including independents and third-party voters. South Dakota's current system is closed, allowing only voters registered with that party to use that party's ballot. Likewise, open primaries allow independent and third-party candidates to run on the same ballot. Because the candidates must appeal to voters not registered with that party, open primaries helps to limit partisan polarization and offer more choice to voters. Open primaries are often paired with ranked choice voting, but South Dakota Republicans have banned its use. We have links to the ballot question text at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. Whatever you've got on your mind you want to share with us, that's the way to do it. We'll catch up with Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, in just a little bit. We're keeping an eye on what's happening in with our neighbors to the north, Canada. There they are getting ready to battle against a potential Canadian railroad strike. The latest involves some 10,000 railway workers with the CN, the Canadian National Railroad, the CPKC, or Canadian Pacific Kansas City Railway. They've given joint notice that they are expecting to strike, and they could strike by May 22nd. Paul Boucher, who is the president of the Teamsters Canada, explains why they're going this route.
The strike vote went out to just over 9,900 affected CN, CPKC workers. 98% voted in favor of a strike. The earliest a work stoppage could occur is May 22nd. A simultaneous work stoppage at both CN and CPKC would disrupt supply chains. We continue to work closely with the federal conciliators, but the concessions CN and CPKC are demanding will put our members and public lives at risk and are non-starters for the Teamsters.
Yeah, they just got done with a $31 billion deal about a year ago. That involved locomotive engineers, conductors, and yard workers. Now they want to talk again. They say if this strike goes into effect, it would be especially difficult on the agricultural economy because rail is the most efficient way to move bulk grain as well as potash and fertilizer. Nearly 70% of Canadian agriculture chemicals and fertilizers are delivered by rail. And according to Paul Boucher, president of the Teamsters, they are threatening to strike over safety.
They can't find enough people to operate and traffic control trains. There has been a net hiring loss since 2021. Recent hiring incentives bonuses are doing little to keep these employees long term. CN and CPKC appear to be playing a dangerous game, hoping to force Ottawa to interfere in the bargaining process. And they are aware, however, that the federal government states they will only intervene as a last resort.
Well, we'll wait and see what happens there, but definitely a lot of people that are excited about the potential strike of the Canadian National Railway and Canadian Pacific Kansas City Railway that could trickle down into U.S. agriculture. Let's talk about what's happening weather on a Monday, brought to you courtesy of our friends of Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial, your financial partner, committed to agriculture in rural America. Go to compeer.com and find more. Here I find Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, along with us. We're talking about Canadian railroad workers that want to strike. You've got something else that you're keeping an eye in Canada, huh?
Yeah, how about some Canadian wildfire smoke? Yeah, it's not a repeat of what we had, but there's been enough fires in Canada so far this year that the DNR has issued that air quality alert for almost all of Minnesota. And I'd call it about the northwest three quarters of Wisconsin. I mean, we're talking Prairie du Chien to the Dells, up toward Oshkosh, Appleton, and all the rest of northern and northwest Wisconsin under that air quality alert. Haziness you're going to notice today, and those with breathing issues, you'll notice it's not going to be all that nice because of it. Kind of following a line of a weak front. The front extends from southern Minnesota up to northeast Wisconsin, and south of that frontal boundary, there will be some shower chance yet today. Scattered rainfall from Kansas, southeast Nebraska, into western and south central Iowa. Some of the heaviest rain in south central Iowa, and really not all that heavy, but there is precipitation more than just sprinkles there. That will travel east and northeast. And southern and eastern Wisconsin with some rain chance here today. The further north you are, the less chance of rain, but the more likely you are to notice more of that hazy smokiness and the air quality problems that may result for today. This all begins to clear out. In fact, Tuesday and Wednesday, a greater chance for sunshine to return. Temperatures a little cooler than we've seen. Nothing drastic, though. In fact, back up around 70 or so by Wednesday and Thursday. Late Wednesday into Thursday, I'd expect another chance of rain with a system that builds in from the western U.S. and starts to drop on toward Wisconsin. That's toward late Wednesday and around for Thursday. I'll have those forecast details right after this.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compeer Financial. Visit Compeer.com to get started today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Keeping Wisconsin strong. All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
All righty, Stu, aside from that haziness, give us the rest of that forecast.
Well, in the southeast especially, a little rainfall could become the possibility today. I'm expecting that we see some mostly cloudy skies. Of course, that air quality advisory for a lot of folks and the chance of a scattered shower or a thunderstorm could move in here as we make our way toward a bit later this morning in the afternoon, especially in the southern part of the state. Temps for a lot of us right around 70, some low 70s, not out of the question, not bad, and the west winds at 5 to 10. The south still with that chance of a little rain into the nighttime should end by quite late in the night. I'd expect generally some mostly cloudy skies, low and mid 40s overnight, east winds 5 to 15. The sunshine breaks through for Tuesday, mid and upper 60s, a bit cooler, and back to around 70 or so Wednesday with that sun. Winds becoming southeast Wednesday, and Pam, then that rain chance Wednesday night into Thursday, and we may have some amounts to talk about as we look toward Friday.
So otherwise, we probably will be able to keep the wheels rolling in a lot of Wisconsin today.
Yeah, watch those little hit or misses today with maybe a tenth of an inch here or there, but it shouldn't be real widespread.
And then, like you said, for people that have asthma or any of those kind of respiratory issues, it's going to be a long one for them, huh?
Yep. Be careful. Remember, it's going to be there and just work that way.
Yeah, it seems early for that, doesn't it?
It sure does. But if they've got that kind of fire problem already,
right,
we're in for it.
Yeah. All right, dude. Catch up with you tomorrow. Thanks, Stu.
All right, see ya.
Stu Mutker, Ag Meteorologist, with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Find out more about our partners at Compure Financial. Head on over to their website. That's compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. What's going on with AI, artificial intelligence? The company behind ChatGPT has something to say.
OpenAI will be live streaming an event where it's expected to demo some new updates to ChatGPT, its artificial intelligence chatbot, and GPT-4, the large language model that ChatGPT is built on. Company CEO Sam Altman downplayed speculation that the company would be unveiling its next large language model, GPT-5, as well as theories that they're announcing a search engine.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. Former Donald Trump fixer Michael Cohen will be on the witness stand today in Trump's hush money trial. He's the only witness who can affirmatively link Trump to the business records allegedly phonied up to conceal the payment to Stormy Daniels. Beginning today, the corruption trial of New Jersey Democratic Senator Robert Menendez, accused of accepting bribes in exchange for favors from foreign nationals. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Environmentalists are in court fighting the Department of Natural Resources over a big factory farm in central Wisconsin. Adam Voskel is with Midwest Environmental Advocates. He says the DNR should have allowed public input on the CAFO's wastewater permit.
We're seeing concerns over CAFOs in western Wisconsin, too, where there have been significant spills and fish kills.
The DNR has a month to respond. The Wisconsin State Patrol is urging drivers and bicyclists to be aware of their surroundings, to share the road, and keep everyone safe. The State Patrol highlights bicycle safety each May. Bicycles are considered vehicles in Wisconsin with the same rights and responsibilities. Last year, 7 bicyclists were killed in crashes in Wisconsin and 699 people were injured. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers take on the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Pittsburgh Pirates and Brewers tonight at AmFam Field. Yesterday, the Brewers losing 4-3 to the Cardinals. That ends Milwaukee's 8-game winning streak over St. Louis. Christian Yelich with a pair of hits after missing much of the past month with a sore back. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, Yelich's performing. You know, I don't know how many games he's played so far, but whatever they are, he's rarely been overmatched and rarely been beaten, so to speak. Yeah, he's really been on it. Swinging the bat great. His timing's great. They're trying to pitch around him, and he's still hitting.
Hockey, the Milwaukee Admirals skate to a 5-3 win over Texas, eliminating them from the playoffs. Up next, the Admirals host the Grand Rapids Griffins Wednesday night in Game 1 of a 5-game series. Sundance Wicks is leaving the men's basketball program at UW-Green Bay after just one season. He met with officials over the weekend to become the next head coach at Wyoming, his alma mater, and where he began his coaching career. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Civic Media. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 38. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 63 by Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh, my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
Who needs an alarm clock when you've got the farm babe? Pam Yonke and the Farm Report.
Well, the mild winter we enjoyed in Wisconsin paying dividends this spring. It's asparagus season. Stand by, Charity Seebecker caught up with a busy, busy grower in central Wisconsin. We've got that story to boot on a Monday. And we're calling it the Top Chef effect. Still being felt around the state. Top Chef, part of the Bravo Network, has been making Wisconsin its focal platform for the program all through the 2024 season. And you know what? Just because we're halfway into the season doesn't mean the energy isn't still building. Rachel Kerr is keeping an eye on it for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We're going to find out more about that Top Chef effect and how it's still paying dividends, not just for Wisconsin restaurants, but Wisconsin agriculture. I'm PM Yonke. So glad you're back along with us. Today is the 13th day of May. It looks like it's going to stay dry in the La Crosse area. Afternoon showers in the Madison area and basically a chance of rain all day long along the lakeshore in Milwaukee. All of us staying right around 73 for our expected high today. Today is the 13th day of May. On this day, back in 1981, Pope John Paul II survived an assassination attempt. A Turkish right-wing extremist shot him twice, and the Pope only survived after a five-hour operation. After he was healed up, he went to visit his attacker in prison. Pope John Paul II shot on this day back in 1981. On this day in 1989, thousands of students started a hunger strike on Tiananmen Square in Beijing. It started on this day in 1989. Ultimately, it would end the beginning of June when the army cracked down on those protesters and killed many. But Tiananmen Square started on this day back in 1989. Happy birthday to actor-comedian Stephen Colbert, 60 years young, and the musical genius Stevie Wonder celebrating his birthday today. He is 74, and now you know. Oh, I won't keep you asparagus lovers waiting any longer. That's right. Asparagus season is open in Wisconsin. Charity Seebecker found one busy grower ready to serve.
If you like asparagus, this is the year for you, because this year's asparagus season is shaping up to be pretty good, as harvest is even ahead of schedule already. That's according to Nathan Bula from Spears R Us in Adams. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and Bula tells me more about his operation and his outlook for the season.
We have 24 harvestable acres of asparagus right now, which are a mixture between mostly Jersey Giant, there is some Millenniums, and then this year we planted a new field of 15 acres, and so we will look forward to harvesting that in 2027.
Are the certain varieties better for certain ways of cooking or certain things? Or I don't really know a lot about the different varieties, so why having them?
So the different variety is just newer varieties that are more vigorous, have better disease tolerance. Verticillium wilt is a big one for us that eats the roots or the crowns away over the years. And we are fighting that actually right now in our main established asparagus beds. And this new variety is supposed to have some tolerance built into them. And it's just genetically bred, you know, over the years to be more productive, being able to be planted closer together, a nice, more tidy spear or a typey spear. And then the big Jersey Giants are tend to throw a bigger, fatter spear. And so that's why we went with the FL1 Deluxe from the Walker Brothers. It's just a nice, tidier steer. More pounds per acre, hopefully, in the harvest. We can plant them closer together, and they have some disease tolerance built into them.
So speaking of that tolerance then, how has the weather impacted your growing season this year?
The natural rain is actually helping us quite a bit with actually lightning storms, which turns the molecules in the dirt to be readily available for nitrogen uptake. And so it's actually probably helped us or improved our yield with the natural weather occurrences that we've been having. The one challenge that we did have is earlier this year, because the spears growing out of the ground on normal February temperatures. So the spears got up and out of the ground. And then we had frost, and we had 3 days of frost that we tried to protect it with our watering system, our overhead irrigation. We tried to protect them the best we could, but we failed at that. And so we unfortunately lost actually pretty much the first harvest. We got all froze off, but now the spears are coming back stronger than ever, and we're doing quite well now.
So with that, you lost the first harvest, you said. How much is that equated to? How many acres or roughly, or does that change your harvest time in general when you have asparagus available? Kind of take me through the impact that has.
With it coming up earlier in the spring here and then having the frost, it probably impacted us, you know, to the about 10,000 pound mark, maybe 5,000 to 10,000 pound mark. It's very hard to judge that, because if we would have had warmer temperatures right after that, they would have really grew pretty well. Or if we had had cooler temperatures, it would have been less of a loss. Either way, it's still a loss, you know, 5 to 10,000 pounds of a loss, but it's what we tolerate or deal with here in Wisconsin. If we went to have the abnormal weather in February being, you know, 70, 80 degrees, and the spears wouldn't have been out of the ground, they wouldn't have been harmed. But we lost about the first 3-4 days of harvest, and then now all these spears that are coming up now are, you know, good and healthy, and we've had promising weather, and so we're, you know, it's responding very well.
You mentioned that things are looking good so far. So how do you expect this year's crop to be then? What's your outlook for harvest, or how is that even compared to past years?
So the asparagus season, you know, this year being earlier than it's ever been, we're looking forward to still going until the end of June, but we have to listen to our asparagus, and when it tells us it's getting stressed out for the year is when we'll be done harvesting. So we're hoping at least Father's Day and maybe more. So we harvested last year in 2023. We started harvesting May 10th. This year we started harvesting May 3rd, and we have been doing roughly average of 2,000 pounds every day. And so for organic asparagus, we'll take that as a win.
That was Nathan Bula from Spears R Us along with us. He added that for all of you asparagus lovers out there, they pull out all of the seconds ahead of time. So no matter what bundle you grab, you can rest assured that you're getting the best fresh produce possible. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Our next episode with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association takes us to Mayberry Farms in Mayville. Danielle Clark introduces us to her specialty crop, honey, which her family sells raw and as an ingredient in homemade skincare products. She says the apiary has created a significant value stream for the farm, attracting customers nationwide. These farm products are also a big hit in her local community.
We do service a large amount. I would say probably 90% is in our local community. A lot of my customers are coming from the state of Wisconsin. They're interested in buying locally sourced raw honey directly from the farm, and then they find our other value-added products like our soap and our lotion sticks and lip balms, and they kind of just get hooked on the non-toxic skincare products that we have to offer here straight from the farm.
Listen to the full conversation with Danielle Clark and learn more about Wisconsin agricultural tourism at gowiagtourism.com.
Markets are a little softer in overnight electronic trade, at least as far as grain is concerned. December corn right now trading 2 cents lower at 490. November new crop beans are down just a half a cent on a Monday morning at 1205. The July wheat's turned things around, now trading 7.5 cents higher, 671 a bushel. On Friday, we found out that the U.S. Department of Agriculture quite concerned about the weather conditions that Russian wheat is facing. That's giving us a little bit of strength in our domestic wheat market. Dairy on Friday, pretty quiet. Barrel
Maryland black cheese both remained unchanged. Double A butter down 0.75 cents, still at $2.99 per pound for that butter. Class 3 cheese milk for June, up 4 right now at $20.55. Haven't gotten a chance to share with you some of the honorees for the 2024 Association of Women in Agriculture's Spring Banquet. Congratulations to Jill Armbruster. She works as a tax consultant with Compeer. She was given the Founders Award. Tammy Vossen, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, presented Outstanding Woman in Agriculture Award. We've got the rest of the results up on our website now, MidwestFarmReport.com. Coming up next, the Top Chef Effect. What is it? It's impacting Wisconsin dairy and Wisconsin restaurants. Stand by.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now, from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we play another round of three headlines and a lie you can play along at home. And then we talk Harleys this summer with Tim McCormick from the Harley Museum. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Your direct line of communication with us here at Midwest Farm Report. Maybe you've got a question you'd like a farmer to ask, or something you're noticing in a farm field you don't understand. We're happy to help. That talk text line comes in handy, 877-301-FARM. As we wrap it up on a Monday morning, we're focused in on the very popular show Top Chef. On the Bravo Network, they decided they were going to dedicate the 2024 season to Wisconsin. And boy, it's had a big impact on Wisconsin restaurants as well as Wisconsin agriculture. I talked about it with Rachel Kerr. She is a senior director of branding for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And they call it the Top Chef Effect. We felt it big time when the show premiered, but every episode brings more punch for Wisconsin agriculture, Wisconsin restaurants, and Wisconsin dairy.
We're still capturing some of the results because this show is still airing. So there's still going to be a ton of conversation around Wisconsin cheese, of course. But early things that we've heard, if you are a fan of the show or if you've watched the season, you would have seen that in the third episode, Wisconsin cheese was featured very prominently. In fact, there was a whole Cheese Fest challenge where 13 different Wisconsin cheeses from different Wisconsin cheese producers around the state were featured. And we've heard from those cheese makers that they are getting so many great compliments or calls from their customers, from their wholesalers, from their buyers. And there's a lot of excitement. They're getting a lot of great attention on social media. So there's going to be more conversations around these products. And one of the cheesemakers even had an increase of web sales by 3,000% while the show was airing, and had to bring in an additional truck to pick up all the orders that were placed because it was broadcast on national television. So we know that the what they call the Top Chef effect is certainly working, and I think we're going to see even more results as the show continues to air. So I'm excited to see what that's going to bring.
Again, Rachel Kerr along with us. She is the Senior Director of Brand Marketing with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, talking about the Top Chef elements. Bravo Network, of course, features the show Top Chef, and this season it's all about Wisconsin, and that includes Wisconsin dairy. Let's talk a little bit more on the other demographics. You mentioned the sales have been incredible. Just the visibility, the awareness that this is bringing has got to get people excited, Rachel.
Oh, my gosh. Like I said, there's over 7 million people that tune in to every single episode. And not only did Wisconsin have its own elimination challenge where cheeses were featured and discussed in that show, but there was a surprise dairy quickfire challenge. So chefs were tasked with using all sorts of different dairy products. And you can even see the Wisconsin brand featured, if you look closely, as the chefs are whipping up their dessert creations in the kitchen. But we're just seeing so much more interest in Wisconsin. There's more social media presence. People are looking up the products that are used. They're talking about Wisconsin cheese, and this is on a national scale. What's really great is that not only, obviously, is cheese and dairy featured in the season itself, but we have advertisements placed in the season. So if you're watching live TV or you're watching streaming, you're seeing national advertising from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. So what an incredible opportunity for people to really gain even more awareness about what Wisconsin's all about.
Well, and right, we have to remind people again, I know that you're proud to show off Wisconsin, but the big reach here are the people outside of Wisconsin, because Rachel, that's where a lot of our dairy product ultimately ends up going.
Exactly. You know, 90% of Wisconsin's milk gets made into cheese, and 90% of that gets shipped outside of the state. So it's being sold all around the country. And with this being a national show, the impact and the reach is incredible. I mean, this really is a huge moment for Wisconsin dairy. Being able to have an audience like that, that tune into Top Chef, you know, the people that watch Top Chef, they're foodies. They're people who are really interested in learning more about the products from these different places around the country. They're going to not just learn about them, but they're going to go seek out to purchase them. They're going to buy them. They're going to ship them to their state, wherever they are. They're going to go look in their local grocery store to see if they can find these cheeses. They're going to be talking to their local restaurants and see how they can feature cheese on their menus. So this really has an amazing ripple effect across the country with all, you know, so much attention being on our state.
Did Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin have any say in the companies, the partners, the brands, the labels, any say on who was featured? You mentioned just getting the Proudly Wisconsin badge out there is the goal, but there's a lot of companies that Top Chef had to choose from.
There are. And what's interesting is there's a lot of ways that lots of different Wisconsin companies are involved in this season. So, way back before the show even came or officially decided to come to Wisconsin, we hosted a roundtable with the producers where they met with some Wisconsin cheesemakers and dairy farmers to really learn about what Wisconsin dairy is all about. And that was hugely impactful. Then, while we didn't have creative control over the show, we were able to inspire the producers on all of the different cheeses that Wisconsin makes. So they were able to select 13 different cheeses, different styles, right? Because Wisconsin makes so many different styles of cheese, and represent 13 different producers. But beyond that, if you watch the show, you'll see that there's a cheese case inside the Top Chef kitchen. So every time that they have a scene where they're running through the kitchen, you see that Wisconsin cheese case. And companies from around the state donated product that can be used by the chefs as they're cooking. And even so far, I've seen a few moments where you'll catch a little glimpse of the packaging of this product and catch the glimpse of another product. So all of the cheese case is Wisconsin cheese, and we even have milk and cream and butter and all other dairy products stocked in that Top Chef kitchen for those chefs to use when they're creating their dishes.
Oh, it's been a great story. Again, Rachel Kerr along with us, Senior Director of Brand Marketing with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Now, I know that there's all kinds of secret about what's coming up. But, Rachel, do you know anything that's coming up that we might want to be aware of if we're big supporters of Wisconsin dairy?
They really keep a lot of the production top secret. So we don't know who wins. We don't know who makes it to the end. But we do know that that cheese case will be in all of the episodes throughout the season. So we're very excited to see how dairy might be featured throughout the rest of the season as the episodes progress.
Wow, what a story. Great story at that. Rachel Kerr along with us, Senior Director of Branding for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, talking about the Top Chef Effect, that Bravo Network story, coming again with a new episode this week, Wednesday evening, starting at 9 p.m. Central with brand new content. If you want to tune in, find more details at bravotv.com, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, wisconsindairy.org, or check your local listings. Tomorrow, we're checking in with John Heinberg, Market Advisor, Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. Otherwise, rainfall reporters, get busy when you can. We'll talk again tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Two crop scientists share this year's World Food Prize. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Crop scientists Jeffrey Houghton of Canada and the United Kingdom and Carrie Fowler from the United States have been named World Food Prize laureates for 2024. Both were instrumental in the creation of genetic seed banks around the world. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke at the announcement ceremony late last week.
Through their extraordinary work, Jeff and Carrie have not only helped protect these plants, they've also brought the global community together to strengthen the foundation of our agriculture. Today, that is more important than ever. Largely because of climate change and conflict, our global food systems are under unprecedented stress. More than 700 million people around the world are experiencing chronic hunger. They don't know where their next meal will come from.
Blinken says the work of Houghton and Fowler and others like them helps in the battle against global hunger.
And scientists can breed these varieties to create more resilient crops, produce bigger yields, feed more people. But that is only possible with crop diversity, if a variety with a vital gene hasn't gone extinct by the time that we need it most.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, Wisconsin comedian Rob Breckenridge joins me in studio for some laughs. And we discuss World Cocktail Day with an expert Wisconsin bartender.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.